Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we'll be talking about Cyrano's production of Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Bad Day.
And to talk about it, our guests are the director, Janet Stoneburner. Welcome to Stage Talk, Janet.
Hello.
And we have Alexander being played by Nathan M. Swan. Welcome
Hi.
To the show, Nathan. Janet, tell us a bit about the show.
This is Cyrano's musical family treat for Christmas. Alexander is having the worst day of his entire life. He has woken up with gum in his hair. His best friend isn't his best friend anymore. There's no dessert. He has a cavity. It's a fun show.
He has a cavity in addition to everything else?
In addition to everything else.
Oh, my goodness. You poor thing.
Yeah, people say that to me various times.
Well, tell us about Alexander, Nathan.
Okay, well, Alexander is, I believe, 6 years old, and he has two older brothers who are not the nicest to him, and he has a bunch of friends at school who are not the nicest to him, and he has imaginary friends who are a bit more nicer to him, except they're imaginary, so that's unfortunate.
That sounds like me at the same age.
This sounds like a pretty bad day. What makes it so much fun, Janet?
The musical numbers in it are just terrific. And composer Shelley Markham is actually coming up for opening weekend. He's part of our opening night gala. He'll be playing some of his music out in the lobby. But when I started doing the show, I was emailing back and forth with Shelley and getting emails like, now the big number, Australia. Because Alexander's answer to everything is he is going to give up and move to Australia where everything is upside down. And therefore, a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day will turn into a very, very good day. So I get an email from Shelley. Now, this song is written in a reggae beat because he's six. He doesn't know Australia from a hole in the ground. It's probably the most exotic thing he's ever heard in his life.
So the composer is coming up to the show. That's mm-hmm. great. And so how, as a director, you're working directly with the composer. That's really really nice mm-hmm. to be able to do that. Have there been any insights you've gotten? I'm sure there have been, working directly with the composer.
He's been terrific. He actually sent us music that is optional to add into the song, add into the musical, including one from the sequel, Alexander is not going to move, which we are using to open act two. And Shelley is just the king of stories. He worked with Judith Forst, the author, in doing this. So she brought in all of her poetry for him to adapt into different songs.
Wow, how mm-hmm. nice.
And this originally was a book.
Yes.
And has now been adapted to a musical. And this is great. You're using songs from other versions of the same story.
Yes.
I remember doing a show years ago where I tried to use some music that was written in addition to the musical. I couldn't do it because the licensing company said you can't do it. So this must be really, really nice to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me, how do you manage to look six?
Well, I slunch over. I kind of do that naturally, but I don't feel guilty about it when I'm playing a six-year-old. And I try to have a tantrum like a six-year-old and wipe my nose, unfortunately, too much, and just in general act that way. So,
and Nathan actually is 75 years old. He just sounds young. Well, we mentioned a moment ago that you sing in this show. So, how is that? How do you like this reggae song?
Well, yeah, that's probably the most fun one for me. The great thing about it is even though I am in pretty much every scene and have a lot of lines, the songs for me is nice because a lot of it is Alexander watches other people sing. However, there is, that's the main one where I do sing. That's the song Australia, where I sing about Australia, which I know is down under, and I know nothing, and I know about the animals there vaguely and nothing else. So.
That's interesting. Kangaroos and...
Yeah, and koalas.
And koalas.
Okay, and wallabies and all sorts of, you know, and marsupials, basically.
Are you going to break out in the song now?
No.
Okay.
Do you think everything's upside down?
Me or Alexander?
Mm-hmm. Alexander.
Yes.
Okay, good, good, good.
In Australia.
In Australia, yeah. That would be a six-year-old.
Well, I mean, it's a globe, so if we're right side up, then if it's on the other side, then they're hanging
on.
They've
got to be hanging on. Yeah, of course.
Well, Janet and Nathan, let me ask you this question. This is a show is about a bad day, which normally bad days are not things to have fun with, but you're having a lot of fun with the show. How do you create the comedy in the show? I'm sure it's in the story, but in terms of creating, working with the actors, are you doing anything with physical bits, with comedic timing, or you're pointing to Nathan, maybe he can answer that question.
Well, Alexander sometimes get upset at things, which perhaps someone who is older than 6 years old might not really be upset at, and so that is humorous, as well as the various people who are mean to him are mean in a funny way, let's say, and his response is immature. Yeah, he's six after all, so immaturity is funny in general.
And we've had a wonderful time teaching Nathan how to do pratfalls. Nathan falls over his skateboard and a train and his brother.
I fall a lot.
I've always wondered how to do pratfalls myself.
Well, luckily we have Rodney Lamb in the cast and Becky Sheridan, and they're both wonderful with stage combat.
They're very good comedic actors. I've worked with both of those guys before this. So it must be fun working with some of these older actors, as you're playing a six-year-old. Are they playing their own ages? Are they playing kids, or how is that working?
Most of the actors are in the ensemble, so mom and dad play all of the adults, and everyone else are Alexander's friends, real and imaginary. The
brothers.
Thank you.
And perhaps people who should be his friends but aren't.
Yes.
This is Stage Talk on KSKA. This is Jean Ball with my co-host Steve Hunt, and we're talking to Nathan Swan and Janet Stoneburner about Cyrano's production of Alexander and the terrible, horrible, no good, bad day.
Very bad day. It even gets worse than
that. Oh, very bad day. I'm sorry.
And this is a holiday show, isn't it?
Yes.
So it's even worse than being a bad day. It's a holiday. Not that holiday shows are bad, but I mean, to apply this horrible day along the holiday season, it must be kind of fun to play with this play.
It really is. We've had a fantastic time with it, top to bottom.
What makes it a holiday show, though?
It's mostly that it's the family-oriented for Cyrano's, that they try to pick something that everyone can come see.
Hmm.
So it's not a Christmas theme itself, but it's more the fact that it's for the entire family.
Well, Nathan, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Nathan, you mentioned you have brothers in the show, too, so how do you get along with those guys?
Well, I think I would get along fine if they were not so annoying and, you know, beating me up, basically. Yeah, they're not nice until the end. Oh, sorry, spoilers. they're bad the whole through, all the way through.
Well, you sort of slipped in something there that maybe we shouldn't know about, but I know this book's been made into a musical play. It's also been made into a film, is that correct?
Yes.
And also, I think, a TV show. And I think in some of the versions I've been reading about, they slipped in some nice things that happened to Alexander that kind of perhaps changed the book. Is it a spoiler alert to say there are some nice things that happened to Alexander in the show?
I don't think so. I think a lot of the show plays with the perspective, because there's still the moments of, it's a horrible day, you're not my best friend, but you can still come over even though you're only my third best friend.
That's a great line. I can hear it. I can hear it in my own kids.
Yes.
I think a lot of the point is, it is things which would, if you were not 6 years old, would not make it a bad day. So, you know, the perspective, it's funny if you're not a six-year-old, how he gets so upset at things which you really shouldn't be upset about.
And Nathan, I've noticed talking to you here on our show, you have a bit of a deadpan approach to life, which I seems would go very well with this character. Is that sort of how you're playing this part as well?
Am I?
And Janet is shaking her head up.
Very much so.
Okay.
Well, Janet, maybe you can answer that question. Does Nathan's natural deadpan approach to life feed into this part?
Absolutely. That is half the charm of Alexander.
Well, he obviously on this program, those of you who can't see him should look at his deadpan face when he says anything. It's marvelous.
Well, what kind of world has been created for this play? I mean, you talk about some of the pratfalls and some of the props he's falling over. Is it a maze? Is it an obstacle course? Or what's the physical world of the play?
It's actually an open set, so things move around Alexander. So it, because it goes from his room to his house to the school bus to get out in the playground.
I think a big part of it is that the entire world and also Alexander's attitude towards it is based on his perspective, so everything else moves. He doesn't really that much.
And imagine it has to do a lot with the fact that this is the imagination. Well, children's imaginations all take things even bigger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's a very true. Unfortunately, though, we're running out of time in this very interesting program. And so I want to thank you both for coming, Nathan Swan and Janet Stoneburner, to talk about Cyrano's production of Alexander and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day, which is a lovely sentence to read.
Opening November 28th and running through December the 22nd.
Yes.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
The Production Guild at Alaska Pacific University will be presenting Peter Schaefer's farce, Black Comedy, this weekend, November 21st and 22nd, in the E.R. Brown Auditorium in Grant Hall. Curtain time is 7 p.m. and admission is free. For more information, call 564-8323 or go to alaskapacific.edu.
It's also the first weekend to see Anchorage Community Theater's production of Christmas Bells, and that's spelled B-E-L-L-E-S. It's not Bell, by Jones, Hope, and Wooten, which continues until December 21st. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at centertix.net or call 868-4913.
We have some auditions coming up. UAA Department of Theater and Dance auditions for Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead by Tom Stoppard are Sunday, November the 23rd at 7 p.m. in the UAA Main Stage Theater. Auditions are open to any interested individual. For more information about auditions, please contact Dr. David Edgecombe at 786-1794 or dpedgecombe@uaa.alaska.edu.
The UAA Department of Theater and Dance will present Twelfth Night, or What You Will, by Shakespeare, November 21st through December 7th on the UAA main stage in the Fine Arts Building. Showtimes are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sunday matinees at 3. For ticket information, please visit uaatix.com or call the Fine Arts box office at 907-786-4TIX. That's T-I-X, or 4849.
And finally, over at Cyrano's, opening next week, November the 28th, it's Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, running through December the 22nd. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Thank you for being with us today on Stage Talk. We've been talking to Janet Stoneburner and Nathan Swan about Cyrano's production of Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, which opens next weekend, or next Wednesday, actually. And thank you for being with us.
Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.